In Michigan, the father of a Marine who was killed in Iraq is heading to court to try to force the internet company Yahoo to give him access to his son's email account. The internet service provider says its privacy policy prevents it from turning over the son's email. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the case raises new questions about what should happen to our cyber belongings when we die.
20-year-old Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth and his father, John, weren't able to talk very often by phone, but they would communicate often via the internet through instant messaging and email. Dad, John, says he would forward some of Justin's emails to other family and friends, who in turn sometimes forwarded the emails to still others, creating a network of people corresponding with the young Marine. John Ellsworth says even before Justin was killed by a roadside bomb on November 13th, they had talked about printing out all of these emails to keep in a scrapbook so he could reflect on his military service in years to come.
Now it becomes even more important to me so his brothers and sister can have these words, Justin's own words, to be able to look back. And if you read somebody's letters enough, you kind of get the essence of the person. And that's kind of what we're hoping for, is to be able to preserve the essence of what Justin really was.
A spokeswoman for Yahoo says the company sympathizes with the Ellsworth family, but that its privacy policy is clear. Anyone opening a Yahoo account agrees it's non-transferable, and any rights to its contents terminate upon death. The spokeswoman says Yahoo must honor the confidentiality it's promised to every customer with an account. Ellsworth disagrees.
My view, my point, is this is equivalent to like a safe deposit box.
And Ellsworth says the contents of a safety deposit box, no matter how personal or embarrassing, are given to the executor of the person's estate. The policies of other service providers, including Hotmail, Earthlink, and AOL, have provisions to transfer contents of email accounts to next of kin, treating it much more like paper mail. But some privacy experts question whether that's appropriate. Harold Krent is dean of the Chicago-Kent College of Law.
I think that email is such a convenient form of exchange that individuals don't realize that anyone else can get access to it. They're much more frank than they would be in a letter or in a memo. They say things very quickly, sometimes with an edge, sometimes it's not well thought out.
Yahoo says it will preserve the account for 90 days, while Ellsworth pursues his case in court. David Shaper, NPR News.